Good afternoon and welcome to another episode of Are You For Real With God? We've been talking about issues that deal with in the natural hatred, bigotry, stubbornness. And we're going to talk about something today dealing with one of the prophets of God named Jonah. Just to first read about the story, on the natural side, we'll say negative things about the way that Jonah responded. Then we sometimes will begin to portray him acting like one in the natural. But I'm going to give a little background on Jonah and then bring us up to speed so that we'll understand a little bit more about what took place. Jonah was a good man. This we know. And I'm going to share that because God approached Jonah asking him to carry a message to the Ninevites. Jonah, he was a natural man, but he was a special man. Now, how many people do we readily know would be in a conversation with God? God approached Jonah with a task for him to conduct. Jonah was a prophet. A prophet is a messenger of God. And dispatched Jonah, wanting him to carry a message to Nineveh, which will save the people from their wicked way. It can be confusing. We tend to always view things from the natural perspective. Jonah, although natural man, he has special characteristics. He knew God, and he was on a communication level with God. So God dispatched Jonah to go to Nineveh, and that's the way the story takes off. Then we realize that Jonah didn't want to go to Nineveh, and he tried to run from his assignment. He fell upon hard times. He insisted that he didn't want to do it, and he was prepared to give up his life. So God said, okay, let's see how far this is going to go. Here in our society, we get into mischief sometimes. We call ourselves helping God, and he doesn't need our help. So Jonah, being disobedient, stormed off like some of us, you know, I don't have to take it. I'm not going to do it. And he went to Tarshish to catch a boat, a ship, and go to Joppa. That was the plan. But, you know, when you try to strategize a plan against God, he already knows the outcome. So Jonah, he went to Tarshish. He bought a ticket, got on the ship, headed to Joppa. Lo and behold, storm clouds formed. The seas became dangerous. The waves were dashing against the ship. It was being tossed about, and something like that don't normally happen. And it troubled the captain and all of the other crew members to find out what was happening and why. The captain called all the sailors together and said, look, I want you to pray to your God and find out what the problem is. Normally in biblical times, like we hear rain and rainstorms and hurricanes and tsunamis and things of that nature. It didn't happen back then. So by a storm coming up, it troubled everyone as to what's going on. And usually it leaned in the direction of someone has offended God. In order to correct the situation, God oftentimes need to get their attention. So after they found out, they say, okay, well, we're going to pray. And captain discovered Jonah laying down in the lower deck of the ship. He was asleep. Woke him up and asked him, say, are you not worried for your life? And he asked Jonah, he said, look, pray to your God, because we're in trouble and we want to find out why this is happening. Jonah knew what the problem was. And after a moment, he stopped and he told the captain and the crew, he said, the reason the storm came about is because of me. And if you were to toss me overboard into the sea, everything would be all right. The storms will go away. The seas would calm. They drew lots to find out whether or not who they were going to toss over. And the lot landed on Jonah. And Jonah was tossed overboard. Now, here's God. We don't know a whole lot. That's why we need to read and study to find out when God is doing something. He always has a solution. God had prepared a fish. He didn't say what kind of a fish, but using our natural mind, we figure that it has to be a large fish. And the largest that we know of as a fish is a whale. Whenever God does something, he has the ability to create whatever he desires to resolve that particular situation. We're not going to get into that, but there were stories rumored about that it was when they tossed him, he was in the belly of a whale. But the Bible tells us it was a big fish. Did describe it. Is it a big fish? He swallowed Jonah, took Jonah in the ocean for 3 days. After 3 days, he belched him up on dry land. Can you imagine what he was feeling in the belly of a creature for 3 days, belched up on land? It would have to terrorize a person to be ostracized that way, alone, on his own. It gives you one time to think. So after 3 days, the story goes, Jonah had a second thought. He scurried to Nineveh, told the people what the message was, and he didn't want to go. They were enemies with Israel. Okay, that's why Jonah refused. Being a Christian today, we love goodness, we love righteousness, and we love grace and mercy. But when it comes to something wicked and evil, we turn away from it because that's what the Bible tells us to do. It instructs us to despise evil. Jonah knew that Nineveh was wicked and evil by being a prophet of God, knowing that he was going to help save Nineveh. He didn't really want to do that. So he had a little time out with God and changed his mind. So Jonah basically was not a bad person because he was on the side of God. He was a good, God-fearing man who had a slight problem accepting a task from God. That's all it was. You know that Nineveh, after he talked to them, they began fasting and praying. Their whole lifestyle and standards, everything changed thanks to Jonah. So Jonah did his job. He followed the instructions of the Lord. He had to be encouraged a little bit, the same way many of us are. If it rains, because we need rain. The weather changes, there's a reason for everything that happens. We need to start reading more. Because it's all in the Bible. This is Are You For Real With God? My task is to share and help to understand what is going on in the Bible. Help us to learn who God is, what God will do, what he will stand, what he will tolerate, and what he will not. So God has love for all of us. He shares his mercy on the good and on the bad. That's a wonderful story to summarize. It's only the story of a novice who's ready for the field. He's been trained, equipped, and now he's being dispatched. It's quite common today to find someone that's new to the ministry. They don't have the confidence. They're lacking in some areas, but we know that you give them a little shove and it'll come to them. They'll begin to react. They'll respond. So here, Jonah, he was going into a land of wickedness for the first time that I know of. It's quite common. It happens to us today. We're nervous because we've been taught to avoid situations of wickedness and evil and things of that nature. If we don't transform them, it's quite possible that they may transform us. So you have to be thinking about all of that and conscious of it all the time. But God had made sure that Jonah was ready. He equipped him just like today. Many don't join Christ because they're afraid. Sometimes they don't want to give up what they think is good and having fun, but it isn't. If you have to dwell in sin and evil and wickedness in order to be happy, you need Jesus because you are lost. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day and bear in mind, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few.